He is the senior advisor to the Chicago Blackhawks. Here is the one and only Scotty Bowman. Mr. Bowman, how are you?
Hello, Robert. How are you?
Excellent. Things are well with you?
Yeah. Wouldn't you love to be a manager of that game tonight?
Well, would you have put Chapman in last night, Scotty?
I would put him in all the time.
Okay.
No, I mean, I just was thinking about those two guys. I mean, tonight's going to be pretty exciting with everybody ready and, you know, guys going in that probably haven't relieved for a long time, you know.
Yeah. You know what I like the most about it?
No.
It's 73 degrees right now in Cleveland.
Wow.
I mean, when is the last? I mean, other than a West Coast game, I mean, Midwest baseball in November and it's 73 degrees. I love the fact that there are going to be no excuses, no cold hands, no howling wind. It's going to be real baseball just like you would get, you know, in September. It'll be great.
They lucked out. You're right. Yeah.
What do we want to talk about?
Hey, no, were you more of a baseball guy than a hockey guy at one point, Scotty?
Well, I grew up watching, Montreal Royals, saw Jackie Robinson play AAA baseball, and I went to Delormier Downs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know as many times I could get on the bus and streetcar, but we were big fans in Montreal and then of course when the Expos came, I had just left the year before to go to St. Louis. But I was a big fan of the AAA team. I mean, we were the number one farm team. Saw Roberto Clemente play for the Royals when they used to bring him in for three or four innings and take him out. They tried to hide him. The Dodgers tried. He was 18 or 19. They tried to hide him, and then but Branch Rickey left the Dodgers and then went to Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
And in those days, you could put all your top prospects on one team, and you only lose one. And the Dodgers had a lot of prospects in those years, and they loaded up the Royals. He used to come in and get a hit or two and then play around six innings, and they'd take him out. And they were trying to hide him, you know.
Wow.
But didn't work.
Didn't work. Well,
no. Yeah.
Well, Ricky figured that out.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the start of your team? The Blackhawks 6-3-1, tie for first in the Central with Minnesota, who are off to a pretty good start under Gabby.
They there's been a couple of surprises. You know, when you look at, I think Columbus is sort of under the radar right now.
Yeah.
With a good trip. I mean, they've experienced so much problems at the beginning of every season.
I know.
The Hawks they've had a pretty favorable schedule. They've had seven at home.
Yeah.
They've only had the three on the road. You know, they're breaking in a lot of, They're not top line players, but there's a couple, but mainly young guys trying to replace a couple that they lost. But the core is, I think their defense is strong. Well, I don't think, I know. With Brian Campbell coming over for that, low contract, that's given them that. They seem to always be short one defenseman all the time. And the big addition would be Campbell and a young kid named Forsling. He's really going to be a good player. They got him in a lucky deal about a year and a half ago. They had a guy that they didn't think was going to play in the NHL, but he is playing in New York, Adam Clendenny. And Vancouver wanted Clendenny mm-hmm. to go right away, and they plucked Forsling. I think he was like a third or fourth round pick in 14. And he played in Sweden, so the Swedish people that are in the Hawks knew him. And he's caught, and they also got young, not a young guy, he's 25, but he's an experienced five or six guy, Kempney, played with the Czech team in the World Cup, but they got him before that, you know.
The thing about the Hawks, Scotty, is you talk about the core doesn't change.
No.
And have Stan and his crew been able to put enough support guys around that core?
Yeah. They get these. They don't draft as much because their draft. They give picks away, but they get like Van Riemsdyk was a college player that slipped through the cracks.
Mm-hmm.
Kempney was a Czech guy from Europe that was available. Now Forsling was a trade, so they've picked up a lot of players that make their Panic. That was a small deal. But they seem to have a pretty good fortune of getting players that are not draft picks and you know, they come in and play.
Do you think the West, the quality of play in the West has changed and the East is stronger now?
Well, a lot of young players going into different teams with teams that struggled a long time. And I think you're right, John. The East still has Pittsburgh, Washington. I really thought Montreal would bounce back. I mean, it didn't make sense that they were such a good start for the first, what, quarter of the season, and then Price goes down, and then they just go right into the tough losses. And so, you know, I said, when Price goes back in, he's going to defend those one-goal leads that they need, you know. And it was pretty tough to bring in a rookie to play goal behind him. And so, you know, and they made some good, you know, they gambled a little bit. I mean, they got Radulov playing pretty good right now. The Weber trade, I still think the Weber trade, it was the people in Montreal were upset, and maybe they rightly so because of the, you know, the way Subban attracted so much attention. But, I mean, Shea Weber, the fans didn't know him, John and Bob. You know, this guy played for Nashville in the Western mm-hmm. Conference. But they weren't bringing in just another player. So those three teams. Yeah, I think those three teams. But the division, Toronto, Buffalo, Columbus, Ottawa, Montreal, Boston, two Florida teams, that's a pretty I still think Tampa and I'm not sure about the Panthers as much as I still think that Tampa will come into their own. That's a six-game road trip. They went 3-3, you know.
Yeah, well, they're a very good and still young team.
Sure.
There's a lot of upside for them. You got to put them in the same conversation with Pittsburgh in terms of the East, I think.
Yeah, they both had a seven-game series. That's right. Yeah.
We spent a lot of time talking about young players in the NHL. Now, we're sitting in Toronto, and we've got 3, 4, 5 very, very good 19, 20-ish type players who project to be very good players for a long period of time in the NHL. There are many that believe Connor McDavid, if he's not the best player in the NHL right now, he's certainly on the road to being that guy. And it the emphasis on youth is intriguing right now. The notion, you know, literally a year ago, the Toronto Maple Leafs were of the opinion that players had to go and play with the Marlies for a year or two or three and learn how to be a professional. Only the rare talent would make it as, you know, right out of junior. And all of a sudden they got two guys that they've plucked out of junior and put right in there on their roster. What do you make of the young talent right now? Is it extraordinary or is it just part of a cycle?
You know, Bob, they're early picks, though. I mean, what we got to know is Matthews, number one, Marner, number four. I think Nylander, was he a 6 or an 8 or something?
Something like that.
Pretty good, you know. And I mean, it's a different era. But I remember when I got into Montreal in 71, and it couldn't happen today because there's so many different things. But Sam Pollock used to trade existing pro NHL players that were decent, but they weren't frontline players. And in those days, he used to get first round picks. And it was, all, of course, it was what? It started with 12 teams, and then it went to 14, 16, 18. But, I mean, when I went to Montreal, like, all those players that we got and grew up together, and it's a different era, because when they got into Montreal, those young guys, they didn't play as much as these guys do now.
No, right.
Because we had a pretty good team anyway. They
no
just
kidding.
Won the Cup in 71. They get Lafleur's. Lafleur comes from a pick from Oakland. And then in 72, they got two picks. One didn't play a lot, but he was a low pick, Bunny LaRocque. But they got Steve Schutt on another team's pick.
Wow.
And then they got 73, they got Bob Gainey on another team's first pick. But they were still, like, Gainey was 8th overall. Schutt, I think, was 3rd. Lafleur was 1. And, I mean, you know, and then they built around other guys. But and those days, those players like Schutt and Gainey, they didn't play in the minors, but we carried them around. I mean, you could check their record. They didn't play. I mean, we carried them on the big team. I don't know why we didn't send them to Nova Scotia, but I think it was something to do with Sam Pollock and Alan Eagleston, who was representing all these kind of guys, most of them.
Yeah.
he didn't. I guess he made it. He said, "Look, we'll keep him on the big team. They'll make NHL money at the time. It wasn't great money, but I mean, that team was built on a lot of young guys too. I mean, luckily they got the picks from other teams.
Yeah.
That can't happen today. Today you have to finish down. Chicago is a good example. 10 years ago, 9 years ago, Kane number one. The year before, Taves number three, and then before that was some other first rounders went low. Tampa. We keep talking about Tampa.
Scotty, I hate to cut you off, but we're out of time. The clock has ticked, and we have to go to the break. But we're gonna call you back, and we'll have a nice long conversation.
Problem.
All right.
Yeah, but low. Get low picks, Bob. You get good players, and if you play them, you'll have a good team.
Thanks, Scotty Bowman.
Bye.